Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15, 15
minute morning show.
Oh shit! Here we go. 15 minute morning show podcast. What was that scary?
Is that Alex?
That was my best impression of Elvis's husband, Alex.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait. I'm butt dialing someone. Hold on. Let me.
Danielle FaceTimed me earlier today during the show. Yeah. I was like, "Are you okay? What's happening?"
Sorry. Oh, no. That was my mom. She's gonna
see
my
guys,
butt.
We keep our. I keep my phone in the front pocket, so we call it dick dialing. Did I dick dial you?
How does that happen, though? Isn't your phone always on lock? Like, how does
it
that
is, but sometimes it rubs it the right way. I don't.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah.
All right. So
instead
there's
of a fingerprint,
Froggy,
you have your penis print as your phone opener.
No, I guess I do. Hello, Froggy.
Hello.
And there's Danielle, and there's
Hello.
Scotty B,
Hi.
And there's Gandhi, and Scary, and there's Straight Nate, and mm-hmm. there's Brody and his pooch. Hi, puppy.
Dead. That's Percy.
It's Percy. Percy the puppy.
Hi, Percy.
And there's producer Sam with her wonky eyeball, and there's Garrett.
Yep.
Hey, Garrett.
Hey.
So, where do you want to start, Straight Nate?
Well, we were having a conversation earlier, which we've had a million times before, but I think bears repeating. Movies people haven't seen that are iconic films that everybody's seen probably 100 times.
Yeah. Can't like, say everybody.
99.9% of the population has seen
Here's the problem with this. You know, you have to stop assuming that everyone has seen and loved everything you have seen over right. the years. It's been
okay.
many years, many films.
Listen, I would say that if it was something obscure, but
A movie like Jurassic Park?
Okay,
how have you not seen
that? That one did throw me off.
I haven't seen it.
What? Okay. Hold on.
What
the hell's wrong with you?
Wait, hold on. So Froggy's never seen Jurassic Park. Okay, big deal. Why is that a problem?
Wait. So that means you've never seen the Chris Pratt ones either?
No.
That's right. All of them. Yeah.
So that means me, Scotty, and Froggy never seen Jurassic Park. The thing is, but the list of movies of like, oh my God, I can't believe you didn't see that movie. Those films for us don't come anywhere near the that God we have for Gandhi, who hasn't seen E.T. or Star Wars.
I never saw Star Wars.
That's crazy.
I saw Star Wars, but I fell asleep in the theater, and so I technically never saw it.
Right, I saw the first one. I didn't see any others. I wasn't that intrigued by the first one. I thought it was boring as shit.
I get that like E.T.'s a classic and all that kind of stuff, but those movies were before I was alive. Jurassic Park, you were alive and well. There's no reason to have not seen Jurassic Park.
Scary's not a good judge because he doesn't go to the movies.
He does.
So I wipe him off. But Froggy not seeing Jurassic Park?
Yeah, no.
And Scotty.
Unbelievable. Scotty,
you know, by the way, we must say Jurassic Park is quite a great film.
Oh, so good.
Really I like, and they're all good. I don't know if Chris Pratt was in the first one though.
No, he wasn't. But that's what I'm saying. If he didn't see Jurassic Park original, then I'm sure he didn't see the other ones either. Exactly.
How will I
see
get
that
through
first.
The day?
Exactly. You're going to be fine. You know what? It's the same as Nate always says. You don't know what you don't know. So,
Do
you know that all you know is people yell at you.
Yeah.
Do you know that I only saw Goonies for the first time last summer?
Ooh, I still haven't seen it.
Really? You're not missing anything.
No, I didn't. Haven't seen Titanic.
Don't spoil Titanic.
I haven't.
Scotty and I saw Titanic together for the very first
time. Gary, you've never seen Titanic?
That's so romantic.
I know, no interest. I know how the story ends.
Right. Do.
Now Foggy's outraged.
But don't spoil it.
Well, I mentioned Top Gun on the show, and there were people that hadn't seen Top Gun, and I was shocked.
Never saw it.
I turned it on and turned it right off. I'm like, ugh, this
I
is
love
vomit.
Top Gun. Oh my
God. Can I be honest? Tom Cruise killed Goose in that movie.
What?
Maverick killed Goose.
Spoiler alert.
Well, no. I guess I'm not going to see it now.
The movie's fucking 35 years old, people. Give
me a break. Oh, my gosh. I fast forward all the time.
Okay, I used to fast forward that scene. I was fast forward that scene, and I would fast forward when Mufasa died in The Lion King.
Terrible.
Because I didn't want to see whenever... Look, spoiler alert. When Goose hits the top of the plane and you know he's dead, I'm like, oh, shit, here it comes. And I'm like, fast forward. I don't want to watch it again.
But admit it, Danielle. If Maverick wasn't being such a hot rod and show off, that shit wouldn't have happened.
Well, he's always asking for those flybys, and everyone's always telling him no.
I've never seen Frozen, so fuck off.
By the way, you basically all just gave the entire script of Top Gun.
Really? If you haven't seen it, Riley, poo-poo on you.
We didn't give the part where he pushes Kelly McGillis against the wall and makes out with her during...
That's the best scene.
By the way, try that in real life and watch how terribly wrong it goes.
But wait... When she's driving like a maniac and he's chasing her and he gets out of the car and he slams the door and he goes, my flying maybe, blah, 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 but let me tell you something. And then it gets so hot after that, I can't even handle it.
That's why I cover my eyes when it gets hot. I'm like, oh, no.
I thought Top Gun was a volleyball movie growing up, so I never had interest in it. So I had no idea, and then I never went forward of watching it because I was like, why do I want to watch a volleyball movie?
When that Kenny Loggins song plays, hanging out with the boys. Do we have that?
What?
Hey,
I never saw Footloose either.
Let me get to this in a minute. Speaking of Top Gun, did you guys see the Val Kilmer documentary, which is fantastic?
No.
Wow, it's very, very, very powerful.
Yep. Is that really the one where they like had to redo his voice and digitize it, and it sounds perfect?
No, as a matter of fact, the voiceover in the film is his son reading his words. But I know they did that later in another situation.
Well,
but no.
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Brody.
No, go ahead, Elvis.
No, I'm done, really, actually.
It's on Amazon, by the way.
Speaking of Val Kilmer and Top Gun, if you haven't seen Val Kilmer in Top Secret, that's a movie you need to watch. It's made by the same people that made Airplane, so if you like that style of comedy, Val Kilmer is hilarious.
I liked him in The Doors as Jim Morrison.
Oh, very good, yeah.
He was sexy as hell. Anyway, back to you.
I saw a classic film last week that people have been telling me, I guess since it came out in the late 80s, early 90s, that I had to see it. It was one of the greatest baseball films of all time with Robert Redford, The Natural. I had never seen it, and I'm a huge baseball fan. So I watched it finally, and I was terribly disappointed and let down.
What?
I think you need to see it in the moment it comes out to fully appreciate the script and the filming and the moment. But watching it now... It was really hokey, boring, and slow.
Oh, come on. That's a classic.
1984 had Wilford Brimley in it.
Classic doesn't mean anything.
Hey, what, why are you yelling at him?
Because it's a great movie. By the way, that movie, growing up, I thought that was about my grandfather because my grandfather played baseball, and here I am 4 years old. I'm like, hey, let's watch Grandpa.
Did your grandfather look like Robert Redford?
No, but he did have, his number was number 9, so I'm like, oh, okay, that's Grandpa in the movie.
So pure.
My father was an Air Force pilot, and you ruined Top Gun for me.
Wait, did your grandpa play, like, professional baseball?
He had the opportunity in the 40s to play for, I don't know, the Cubs or the Tigers or something, but that's back when baseball players made, like, $500 a year. He's got, like, I got 3 kids. How the fuck can I afford to have a family?
Wow. That's crazy. So,
wow, anyway. A grandpa who lied to his grandson.
He's dead now, so fuck you, Brody.
Sorry.
By the way, that's the promo that we'll see on Instagram later on today.
So can we stop yelling at each other if we haven't seen a film? I mean, come on.
Okay,
can
fine.
See Jurassic Park? Can you watch Jurassic Park?
No, but people do the same thing about TV shows. I'm like, oh, do you watch? I don't watch that show.
What? You're fucking crazy.
It's like, I just don't watch that show. Like,
Just maybe once. Maybe just as like a family building exercise, we watch Jurassic Park together.
Let's do it.
Well, maybe one film that we all just got yelled at for that we didn't see, we watched that one film.
Sure, fine. I
wanted
to do
watching
it as a team.
Titanic.
And I'm not going to watch Frozen,
all right.
Sorry.
Okay, Gandhi, what movie have we all not seen that we could all watch?
Probably nothing.
Right, so that's why I said we should all pick a movie and...
But the majority, the biggest number that we got here was Jurassic Park. And that was the one that that shocked everybody else. And Scotty and Scary and Froggy really need to see it. I think you guys would like it.
I think it'll make your life better.
I don't think less of you for not seeing it.
No,
that's the point of the film.
I'll say this.
You do.
I've been to the place where Jurassic Park was filmed, but I didn't see Jurassic Park.
You've been to Hawaii.
That was in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Oh, my God. Same, Froggy.
Exactly.
I did the same tour off of NCL. We went there. Yes. And I'm sitting there in the woods, and my girlfriend's crying because she goes, oh, my God, this is so touching. And I'm like, why are you crying? She goes, this is where it all happened. And I'm like, I cannot relate.
Correct.
So wait. Why would you go if you had no context for what the tour was about?
Because that's what his girlfriend wanted to do, which is the same reason I went, because it's what Lisa and Kaden wanted to do. But
wait a minute. Knowing that you were going to go on this tour, why didn't you prepare and watch the movie? How?
Because I had to watch paint dry, grass grow, and an ass to scratch. I just wasn't interested.
Froggy, now that you've been there, maybe you would be interested in seeing it and go, oh, my God, it's so beautiful. I remember going there.
You guys went to a location where they filmed a movie that was 90% CGI.
Yeah.
It didn't even happen there.
No. And then they put us in a helicopter, and then the music for Jurassic Park started playing.
That's so cool.
And my girlfriend lost it. And I'm like, why are you crying? This is the music from Jurassic Park. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
If you loved your girlfriend, you'd watch the movie.
I love how they're going to watch Jurassic Park eventually and be like, oh, that's where I went on vacation.
Right, exactly. All the way around.
I mean, it's still a beautiful helicopter ride.
So, what else do you guys want to yell at each other about?
Those getting to know you questions yesterday really set people down a dark path in a fun way.
Let's do that. Yes. Getting to know you.
Okay, Elvis, I asked this yesterday, but here you can answer it.
Don't repeat a question.
No, it bears repeating because it's an individual question. What is the first thing you want to see when you wake up?
Oh, Alex.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's a good answer.
Your other half. That should be your answer.
Yep. That's what
if
I said,
not,
too.
You got some problems.
What if it's not?
Froggy's gonna say his dogs.
Thank you.
He is gonna say his dogs.
Thank you.
All right, okay, they're almost even with Alex. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here's a question. Scary, what do you do to keep fit?
I love how you throw that to him.
What do I do to keep fit? If I did anything, I walk to my food. So if there's a place I wanna go in, like, No, in the next town away. I live in Jersey City. Hoboken is about a 10-15 minute walk. Yeah. If I want to go to a restaurant, I will walk to the food.
You're a liar.
That's not true.
I go with you all the time.
You Uber everywhere.
Say 3 blocks or I Uber. Oh, that's what you say.
Jones, don't
Scary's
you dare.
Idea of fitness is I'm going to fitness pizza in my mouth. That's about it.
Scary once took a Lyft to an Uber.
No.
So Scary, you walk to your food.
I walk to my food.
Yeah, like, to the fridge.
Yeah.
Walk to the fridge. Okay.
He means once he gets out of the Uber, then he walks to the restaurant.
Right.
There you go. All right.
This just came out. Meet the Radio Hall of Fame class of 2021. Our friend Elliot Siegel made the list. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yay!
Back to you. Back to your game.
All right, Danielle.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the funniest, how funny are you? Go.
6.
Oh.
I would give you higher.
I'd say 7.
I would say higher.
Yeah, you make me laugh a lot.
See, now, you think I'm funny. In my house, I'm not funny. I'm just fun.
But you are fun, but sometimes the fun stuff you do makes me cackle. Like, your siren makes me cackle. When you irritate Elvis with your Elmo voice, I really laugh at that. So, I don't know if it's fun or funny, but whatever that is, I like it. So,
thanks,
I laugh at it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
is it more important to be fun or funny?
Fun.
I think fun should win that. Fun.
See, yeah. I'm going to tell Sheldon that because he's always like, I'm the funny, you're the fun. And I'm like, so okay, whatever.
If you rely on nothing but funny, then I think you're selling yourself short. You got to be fun. Yeah,
I do stuff in my house, and I always say, well, Danielle would think that's funny. And the answer usually is, Danielle laughs at everything. I don't give a shit.
She still thinks it's funny. But I want my boyfriend to be funny. If William wasn't funny and he was just fun, I feel like I wouldn't enjoy the relationship as much. Like, I crack up all the time because of him, so I guess it depends on...
Maybe you need a good balance.
Good balance. Are good, but we know a lot of people who are funny, but they're assholes to be around. So you're like, nah, I'd take the fun person any day. Like,
True story. I feel seen.
I don't think you're funny. What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry.
Well, you know, but they work with each other. Sometimes you have to be fun in order to enjoy people who are funny.
Right.
Or something that is funny.
You notice Brody's very quiet right now. Brody, why? You're the funny guy. So how come you haven't said a word?
Oh, I'm not shit. Fun.
Hey, you said it.
No, Sarah, you said it like 30 seconds ago. I ignored it.
I didn't say anything about you.
We weren't
talking about you.
Gandhi, Scary went, oh, tell me about it.
When somebody said, there's people who are funny who aren't funny.
Oh, my God, how much of a complex you have. I wasn't even talking about it.
How much of a complex have you given him?
To be fair, you dig at Brody so much, it seemed to me as if it was a dig to Brody.
Today I wasn't.
And every time the poor guy says something, you always have something to say. So, you know.
Not today. I wasn't taking any digs.
Okay, so Brody claimed, and I'm sure he's just kidding around, that he's funny but not fun. You have to be somewhat fun in order to be funny, because if you're not fun, you don't understand what funny is.
Well,
it depends on whose definition of fun, because I'm fun with people who think I'm fun, but I'm not fun if you like doing things that Scary finds fun, and that's not a slam at Scary, but I don't go clubbing, and I don't go like on weekend vacations at the spur of the moment. I don't bungee jump like Gandhi.
I don't think that's fun. I think, exactly.
But fun is like fun because everything she does is stuff I don't do.
Wait, one of my fondest moments of Brody was we were in Atlantis, I think, and he and I were walking together, but where all the restaurants were, and I think I had a stomachache or something. But we had so much fun together. I remember laughing and joking and talking together, and we just had such a great time. Yeah. It's actually one of my fondest memories of our vacations when we go away.
That was a good time.
Oh, yeah.
And I had chicken parm in my cargo shorts pocket.
You did. That's right. He had chicken
parm
in his cargo
shorts. That's not funny. That's fun.
I remember that.
And smart.
Scary, you know, maybe you weren't digging at Brody, but you have conditioned us to think that most of your insults are aimed at him.
That is true.
I'm sorry. Well, I got to back off then. I got to change it.
No, I don't think you should change a thing.
Well,
I'm just pointing out what you're good at. So I guess we're out of time.
Oh, we done?
I got to tell you. I found this 15-minute morning show podcast much more fun than funny.
Ah, agree.
There you go.
Yes. And we all live to see another day, huh?
And we didn't curse.
Yeah, we started off with shit.
Yeah, it started out with the word shit.
Yeah.
Let's end it with the word shit. Ready? Goodbye, everyone.
Shit!
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.